Why live only a quarter mile at a time when you can live your whole life that way? One more ride.
Thanksgiving week, Murrin.
Oh, and the same to you, good sir.
Whoa, where did you become Dickensian? What happened? Just because I said Thanksgiving. That's not really. Oh, I don't know. Kind sir.
I guess didn't he write a Thanksgiving book? You know, where like Scrooge is.
What day is it? Have I missed it? No, 'tis only Thanksgiving. Oh, hell's bells. It's a month away. That great Christmas Carol prequel.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving Carol.
When he's still a dick, and he's just a dick the whole way through. And
yeah, because you can't have him change, because no. Then, you know.
But we learn about all the other characters that were in. We learn a little bit more about Bob Cratchit. We learn that Scrooge is probably the reason why Tiny Tim has that bad leg. We learn all the stuff you don't know.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of valuable. The subtext that was in Christmas Carol is made more clear.
So welcome to our Christmas Carol, because this is also about family. Just like the Christmas. Christmas Carol.
And this would be very good Thanksgiving listening, you know, when you want to avoid your own family mm-hmm. and just listen to a podcast.
I mean, speaking of family, you have people in your house right now talking to us.
And we're unvaccinated. Just kidding.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding. It's not a joking matter.
He's nodding his head with the
yeah, thing. I'm, so I have my fingers crossed behind my
kidding.
Back.
He's not kidding. He's Sloppy Murrin. Sloppy Murrin doesn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, that would be against my brand.
Yeah,
the character that I play.
We have guests. Why don't you introduce our guests?
Yes, I guess I will introduce. I never know. Like, should
why did you look at them like you've never seen them before?
I always wonder: should I introduce the guests, or should the guests introduce themselves? Do you have a preference?
Let them introduce themselves.
Yeah,
we can introduce. Go for it.
These are my friends, and they're here in the room with me.
True.
Well, I'm in a closet, but they're kind of in the main room.
We're outside awkwardly looking in at Murrin halfway.
It's a nice closet. Got a good setup.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What are your names?
My name is Jen.
You're not supposed to give your real name. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine.
Dang it. I'm Zach.
Hey, welcome, guys.
We're friends of Murrin.
Yeah.
And friends of the Fast and Furious franchise?
Fast and Furious franchise, yeah.
Yeah, actually, Murrin is the reason I have seen any of these movies. I had never seen these movies before. And then Murrin said he loved them, and I decided to give them a shot.
And I tried for years to get you to watch them with so much resistance. Apparently, yeah.
Murrin and I are probably the people that get women to watch this more than anyone. I think we are.
It's because I use my Benny Jesserit persuasion voice. Oh, yeah. It's a skill that I've worked on.
Sample size of 100% true.
Watch the movie. Watch Fast and Furious.
Vin Diesel would be great at that.
Mm-hmm. He's been doing the voice on us. He's been a Benny Jesserit for years.
I think that explains a lot, actually.
It really does. So we are
in Hidden Private Ryan, Steven Spielberg.
We are deep into Fate of the Furious, which I couldn't remember when I was going to rent this again. I could not remember. I could put in F8. Nope. I put
that
in
didn't work.
Fast and the Furious 8. Nope. Not to the, let's just say, the people who are more of maritime buccaneers out on the universe that, you know, like that, you know, they could kind of take things from people, you know, like,
more of a, you're going to the website that may be named after someone.
Yeah,
kind of like
if
that.
You're on that website and you type in the Fast and the Furious 8, it puts up 9 and doesn't care about the number 8 at all.
It's like, did you mean 9?
That speaks to the truly ridiculous nature of the naming of these movies.
We've talked about this. It's insane. This one's the Fate of the Furious, but it's also F8, also Fast and Furious 8.
When we went to watch the first one, I, you know, searched for Fast and the Furious, and then it showed all the movies, and I just read each of the titles and got increasingly frazzled by like what they were doing with the names.
Yeah, I just searched for like F8 of the Fast like 8 different times and just could not find it.
Fate of the Fast.
But mm-hmm.
They're not fast in this. They're just furious. Apparently. They don't. The word fast is not in this title.
It's got like 5,000 horsepower under that hood, man.
We're in a good one though. The Rock is still here.
Are we?
Oh yeah, this okay. movie's great.
Okay,
it's for great.
It's for great. Yeah, I'll go. I'll agree with that.
Okay, good. We should probably tell your friends, Jen Zach, that they have to have racer names given to them either at the beginning of the episode, if they have one themselves, or one can be bestowed on them as the episode happens. Sometimes it just kind of naturally happens.
If you have an idea right now, you know, that's great. But if not, maybe some will come to you.
Zach should be Flo Rida.
That's okay. Great. Yeah, Flo Rida.
You can also give other people their.
That's pretty solid.
You can give
as far as I know, Flo Rida, no connection to the Fast and Furious, but it's.
But, you know, Rida.
It makes sense. I'm good with it. I'm just saying Flo Rida should have a connection to the Fast.
Not questioning the validity.
They haven't put Flo Rida in a Fast.
He wasn't in Too Fast. He should have been in Too Fast, Too Furious when they're in Miami. But I don't think he was.
Not for real. They had Ludacris throughout. Yeah. They had Bow Wow.
Famous, right? Floridian Ludacris.
I mean, yeah. Flo Rida could have been in the Miami one, maybe. I don't know. Or not the Miami, the Cuba.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have been in any of them.
They could but have at least as far as I know, has not happened. In the yes. credits. They could have at least given him that.
I do appreciate how for every movie that stars a rapper in the series and the franchise, that they do use their music throughout the movie.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Zach, are you going to bestow mostly Jen with one, or are we going to let Jen just dangle with nothing?
We'll just let it unfold.
You can see how if one comes as we're talking.
Yeah, I'll think about it a little bit.
I don't know if you know this, but my racer name, just to reestablish, mm-hmm. if people are listening for the first mm-hmm. time, deciding to listen to chunk two of the eighth movie.
Yeah.
I think Racer X right now. I think I went back.
Oh,
to
you
Racer
went back?
X.
Yeah, I am Bandit originally. I was currently the gate. I'm no longer the gate was because The Rock broke a gate open to get to shoot for the Shazam movie. Doesn't matter. My new name.
I thought it wasn't it for Red Notice?
Maybe. Who knows?
Which is out now on Netflix.
are we sponsored? hey, everyone go watch Netflix. If there's a show you've forgotten about, it's on Netflix. There you go. There's your Netflix ad.
So yeah, you're the gate because he broke a gate.
Right, but I have a new name, Murren. A new name because there's new time happening now. My name now is Little Brother Dwayne. My name is Little Brother Dwayne. Let me tell you why.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Little Brother Dwayne, one, super easy to say, is because Vin Diesel has in the past, in a time since we have recorded this first chunk to the second, Vin Diesel has opened up his bosom. The bosom of the fast bosom up to Dwayne The Rock Johnson again. And on Instagram, he said that he hopes you rise to the occasion and fulfill your destiny. Basically to finish, I guess I know exactly what happens. They got the returns of F9 and they tanked, even though they did put it out during a pandemic. And of course that has to be thought of, but it didn't do as well as 8 and they want him back to make more money. And so he's eating crow and asking Dwayne Johnson, well, by belittling him and calling him little brother.
Calling him his little brother. He is younger than Vin Diesel by a couple of years.
Sure, but he's not shorter.
He is taller, actually.
He's not smaller.
He's taller and bigger.
And arguably larger.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think my new name, Little Brother Dwayne, is going to be here until we find out what The Rock is going to say. Obviously, The Rock is working on 19 movies right now, and he has not commented as of
Red Note. Red Notice is the most popular Netflix movie in history now.
I watched it. It's not bad.
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah. I mean, who knows how they gauge these things? Like,
it's got three people from the Fast and Furious franchise. How can it be bad?
Oh, yeah.
It's all family all the time.
Immediate killer.
So.
Yep.
So we're talking about the fate of the Furious.
Yeah, Fate of the Furious.
And chunk two. And chunk two starts with a lot of punching.
Yep, it is. For those of you pedants out there, it's minute 35 until minute 70. Correct?
You're following along in your book.
That is not what Murren told us.
Oh, no. What did Murren tell you?
What did I say?
He said minute 34 to 68.
I only watched 34 to 68.
Oh, my God. They're not going to know what happens.
Jesus Christ. No, I kind of figured that just because of the sequence that was happening around minute 37. So,
well, it's never done by sequence. It's literally we take it and it's one quarter of the movie. If it cuts off in the middle of a badass sequence, that's just where it cuts off.
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan, you have no leg to stand on in judging me for getting the numbers wrong.
I always get the numbers right. I just can't say them out loud. Okay. I always watch the correct numbers. I just call 70 minutes 107 minutes or something like that.
That makes no sense. That's even further off.
I know. I never get it's never right. So, but yes, we are it starts with punching because they're in the Supermax prison. The doors have opened and the music starts. And they are now they being Hobbs and Shaw are in prison and we don't know what's going to happen. What it starts as is Hobbs wants to, I guess, apprehend Shaw again, and Shaw just wants to leave. So
he's like a law-abiding robot. He's all, no matter what the situation is, he's like, I must abide by the law and try to arrest the criminal, even though there's like complete chaos going on.
There's a lot of criminals, to be fair.
That's true. He wants to arrest all of them and put them back in jail.
The Rock straight up stabs one dude in the chest.
That's true. So things get out of hand. He's trying, but you know, sometimes murder is what has to be done.
Mm-hmm. The song, if you didn't listen close enough, it goes Winklevoss smash. Yeah, Winklevoss smash.
What?
That's what I heard. So that's what I wrote down. It's like Winklevoss smash. You look up
the lyrics on rap
Winklevoss smash. And I was like, cool.
From the Winklevoss twins unreleased demo that they made before, Mark Zuckerberg probably took that from them too.
Yeah, currently that's the theme song to Meta. Unfortunately, the Winklevoss lost the rights to that. But so there's a lot of fighting and a lot of sliding. This is the slipperiest prison I've ever seen.
All their body oil, you know.
They're parkouring over things and sliding under things.
They parkour. The Rock does an interesting move. He slides and then smashes into a gate and then rolls the other way. It's Donkey Kong. Awesome.
A gate, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, he must have gotten. I wonder if that's what
I also noticed that just before that. So Jason Statham jumps down a level, tucks and rolls, right? Mm-hmm. The Rock jumps down. He apparently just doesn't take any fall damage. He
doesn't take any damage, period.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets shot in the chest with rubber bullets and it's like he goes into Hulkamania. It just makes him angrier.
Oh, he's like rubber bullets. Bad idea.
Yeah.
And then he shoots a guy in the foot with a rubber bullet and the guy is like, you know.
Like it goes through his boot.
And he's like maimed for life. And the Rock takes two of them to the chest and he's just like.
He also, I think he does this at least once. He headbutts a guy who's wearing a helmet and it knocks the guy out.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, his head doesn't even have a mark on it.
Yeah. I do also appreciate how many guards he threw at other guards throughout that entire sequence.
That's always a good move.
If you don't have a weapon, people can be a
solid
weapon.
Yeah. Solid dozen plus.
Yeah, he throws them. There's one where he hits three of them through a door.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, I wonder how he hit them that time.
All three at and once, they go flying into a wall. Yeah,
I think he just used his hands and sonic boomed them. He just hit him he just clapped his hands in front of himself, and they just.
Who needs an EMP when you have the Rock?
Mm-hmm. So when he claps, it like knocks out electrical equipment. Why not? I mean, I'm sure that could happen.
Why is that weird? here's something I'd like you guys to keep in mind for our entire chunk, because we're going to see it a couple times. I have a feeling they shot these in different sequences and different times of the year, or in different times of when the Rock can pump himself up, and sometimes he's not. Like sometimes he's, you know, you have to maintain that size. You can't just like 2 months of not working out, he would be Murren size. You know.
Well, thanks, Jonathan.
You're gonna just take that,
Murren? That's a pretty solid compliment.
I have claimed to be the same size as the Rock, and now you have just completely taken away my facade. I was part of my character, part of my brand.
But later on in the scenes we have, he's noticeably smaller in a tank top, and it's in the scenes later as we get to Nowhere. Have a look at it if you have it in front of you. I don't know if Murren's closet has it in front of you or you're just going off memory. But there's a shot of him. I was like, oh, it's like small Rock.
Little brother Dwayne.
Little brother Dwayne. Yeah, he's just like he hadn't worked out that month. And it was it's very odd.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there are reshoots or maybe he, you know, I don't know. I feel like the thinking about the Rock not working out for a month seems insane to me.
Because he carries around that tent with him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, he has like a portable like nutritionist and coach and
all people are portable.
I was gonna say
he just like has him in a backpack riding on.
That's what I was
like
thinking.
Yoda, like Yoda just handing him food around the front. Thanks, man. it was all a trap. It was all a trap and a test anyway. He gets out. They both get outside and nowhere. Jesus, I'm calling him nowhere. Nobody, Mr. Nobody, is there. And we're like, it took you longer than I thought. It's a very elaborate plan. I don't know why they did it.
Yeah, the Rock refused. Mr. Nobody offered the Rock an out before he went to prison. The Rock was like, no, I go by the rules. I'll find my own way. And then he just, you know, beat up all the guards. And I guess Mr. Nobody just wanted to make sure he could beat up a lot of guys.
And he straight up killed at least two people. So there's a lot of collateral.
There's stabbings.
There are more deaths in this movie than any other ones that I had seen before.
I agree. There's always collateral damage, but you don't really see it like you do in this one.
Yeah.
You actually see the collateral damage. Like, oh, no. So, yeah.
Maybe the person was got out of the car before it blew up. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe those motorcycle cops didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't maybe, rubber maybe band that over
blood
that car.
Splattered on the side of the ship was completely unrelated.
Yeah.
Side of the building.
They go to nowhere with nobody and little nobody.
Wait, what are you talking about? Nowhere with nobody. I thought
nowhere with nobody and nothing.
Okay.
It would be better if they called him nothing.
That's
a Mr. better
nothing.
Name.
Mr. Nobody and Mr. Nothing.
Or just it's nothing. No Mr. Just nothing.
Yeah.
It's better than little nobody. I don't like that. That's not clever.
Well, he doesn't like it either. So
it's true. Well,
he calls him little nobody, and then the version we were watching with subtitles started calling him little nobody in the subtitles, which I enjoyed.
Oh, I like that. Well, he doesn't have a name, so yeah, if the cast names him, I guess that becomes his name.
Yeah, he doesn't have another. That's literally the only thing he's called.
His Eric. His name is Eric.
His name is Eric?
According to the internet.
What?
I looked it up because I wanted to know who the actor was, and
that's Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Clint Eastwood's son. I learned that today.
That is wallpaper in the shape of a man, Scott Eastwood, who is not good and is terrible in everything he's ever been in, and I hate him. And his name's Eric. Great.
His name is Eric.
Yeah.
The blandest of names.
I can't remember what it is, but
it's Eric Bland.
Yeah. They're like, I really wanted to like Pacific Rim, but
He's in the sequel, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be fair, that movie's terrible, but he is the worst part of the second worst part of the movie. First worst part is all the CG and blue screen of everything. Like they didn't build a set. I don't think they didn't build one set.
That's like 95% of the movie when you put those together.
It's like, we need someone more bland than Charlie Hunnam for the sequel. And it's like, okay, Scotty.
Preferably American already, so we don't have to like have him do
there
an
is
accent.
That.
So yeah, it's pretty bad. They go to nowhere. The gang's there, the Rock is there, and nobody has brought in Shaw. Crumpet eating some bitch. Shaw.
Tea sipping.
Gonna slap that whisker biscuit right off that face.
What is a whisker biscuit?
I don't know. That was the one thing I remember from the scene.
I mean, I have a giant mustache. Is that a whisker biscuit? Or is a whisker
biscuit? It sounds dirty.
Yeah, no, it does.
I don't think it's intended to be, but
I mean, it feels like it feels like a lady might have a whisker biscuit as opposed to I don't know. It seems feminine. I don't know why.
As opposed to a whisker crumpet.
That's very manly.
Yeah.
I'm whisker crumpet all the way down. So yeah, they're going. Yeah, so they're there.
Tyrese has been eating for 4 hours.
Oh my god, Tyrese is in a
fit. Yeah, you can see his ribs, man.
He is 11th on Interpol's most wanted.
This exchange is wild.
Ramsey's above.
I really want to just see the rest of the list. Like, what characters in this universe fill out the rest of the top 10?
I'm surprised that Ramsey is only number 10. I would think that she would be a lot higher on the list.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a hacker, you can do a lot more crime than you're just like a, you know, working in the meat space.
She created God's Eye.
Yeah, that's like, true. Yeah. She created God's Eye, which is like
Why is Letty on that list? She's literally the wheel man. She's never involved in any of this movie except to drive around, like very little.
It's probably because of her work with Owen Shaw.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That bumps her up.
Yeah, I guess.
Even Owen Shaw tried to kill her.
I was just wondering, is Dom on the list? Where would he be?
Oh, he'd be number one.
He's yeah. Number one. That's,
he's all, yeah.
Okay. I think they said that.
Okay.
With a bullet. Always number one.
Yeah.
But he and his biscuit, whatever. What? His biscuit muffin? biscuit muffin is number one. So yeah, Roman has a good idea. He's gonna let's use God's eye from the last movie. Hey, let's do the last movie, is what Roman says.
And then they have to explain why they can't do what they did in the last movie.
But Ramsey and Tej, who are very familiar with this new system they've never seen. This is like a whole new God's eye.
They're elite hacksaw. They know everything about hacking and computers, of course.
And we've been told as the audience to watch Miami to pay attention because Mr. Nobody tells no one to pay attention.
So Tej was like a shop owner and mechanic in the second one.
Yeah, small time business owner. And
he showed up, which was four, I think.
He was five.
He was suddenly a tech expert.
Yeah, it makes that jump just like between the first and second appearance of his character. It's already.
And it's like everything from safes to weapons to just advanced.
I mean, he rattled off the specs of that tank real easy.
Yeah.
It's like, how?
Yeah. And he's really into harpoons also.
Everybody in the Fast.
Well, the Nas harpoon. That was a good, that's
James Remar into harpoons. They're all into harpoons.
He had a harpoon too.
There are so many harpoons in this movie.
Well, that's what I wanted later on in this chunk when Dom's like, do you want the old Toretto? I kind of was like, oh my God, are they going to go heist some DVD VCR combos with
harpoons? Yeah, next thing you know, they've landed the plane. They got some imports and some muscle cars and they're just going to race and hijack a truck.
So obviously God's Eye didn't work. They do some hacking stuff. If we reroute the mainframe, we could positronically flip the thing and doesn't matter. they're going to go back and get it and get her. But of course, she's already done that to them. Cypher, we didn't talk about Cypher. She's introduced.
Two steps ahead.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, she's introduced. Ramsey thinks Cypher was a group of people.
Yeah, a whole organization.
And as we see later, it is. There are others. Yeah. There are others helping.
He doesn't work completely alone. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's that one guy. And then
I looked them up. That guy's name is, look at my notes. That guy's name is God's Eye Tech. And the girl in it is Zombie Car Tech.
Yeah.
That's their name in the movie. Sorry.
I love billing, like reading billings like that, honestly.
they're at least billed above Black Santa, who I could not find in the cast list.
Or Eric.
Yeah, I don't know where you found, I mean, it wasn't IMDb. I'm not going to forget that, but it just says Little Nobody on IMDb.
Yeah, so
his name is Eric.
We're introduced to her, and we get a little crumpet of information from Shaw. A little
crumpet of information.
Yeah, from Shaw. You know the saying, a little crumpet of information. From Shaw, that she's the one that wanted him to steal something, and he said no, and then she got his brother to do it. So that's our first, Cypher has been involved in this from the beginning. Pulling the
strings since at least two movies ago, maybe earlier.
She may have even had some money in Johnny Tran's business from the first movie. We don't know. She may be into some L.A.
Could be.
Right? L.A. stuff, so yeah.
I was gonna move on, but you already got it.
I was gonna move on too. That's great.
Oh, great, twins.
family. The next scene is the Lazy Susan grenade launcher that is thrown into the room. We find out that
concussion grenade.
I thought of them more as Roombas.
It was you know what it is, a death Roomba.
Yeah.
So the line's kind of like
knockout Roomba. They don't kill them.
Basically, the God's Eye needed to be turned on so that she could find them, because when they turned it on, the first time, I guess they did it when no one was there. She basically figured this all out and was already ready to go. Second time, she lets it runs in. Yeah, this one, it's a next gen and it scrambles your senses. That's not a thing. That's very non-specific of a next generation. No, this one scrambles your senses.
Especially for a full hour or more.
I imagine it's like that. What's that thing where a synesthesia, where it's like you can see music and like.
This concussion grenade gives taste, you synesthesia?
Yeah, sure.
You can taste the bleeding.
That's what I think of when I think of scrambled senses. It's like your senses all like I can hear taste.
It turns into they just can't stand up. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, they can't move. They're paralyzed, basically.
Yeah. And then we meet,
see what's happening. And her voice is kind of like weird and like echoey.
Yes, and we see our new Dom, Evil Dom, comes in wearing a little vest. Yeah. Evil Dom, who I wish, when
he had to go to the other side, he would have like grown like a mustache,
like a little goatee,
in that amount of time, in like a day,
like in Community with Evil Abed.
And it just grows.
Okay, so I have a name for him. When we see him from now on until he's good again, spoilers, he's going to be called Dominic Tathreto. So just try and keep that one in your mind. Dominic Tathreto.
Dominic Tathreto.
Do we have to say the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Of course you
Doom for short.
Please, Murren, pass out pencils to your guests so they are able to write down.
You need to write it down so you remember.
Oh, I got it.
All right. So, and Letty says, you're going to turn your back on family. Just like that, I almost wanted to be like, I haven't told you about my brother. Just so you know.
I have a brother later.
I have a brother later. This is nothing. Also, I would have also taken an answer of family is always by the youngest. I always go by the youngest. Although I do not know about my own child yet, I'm assuming it's a baby. Because when we find out later, when he goes out for Elena, I'm always kind of like, for her? It's very Arrested Development. I'm like, her. So he kisses Cypher. Cypher kisses him to show that he's evil. Okay. Ew.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like she can do what she wants. Like he's not gonna like put it. I guess I mean to him that's what it is, but to Letty it might look like he's on her side now.
I wish he'd growled a little when he kissed her. That would have made it.
He or she.
Either.
Either. Both. Just a little growl. Just wanted to growl there.
Yeah. Him would be better. It was like.
Oh, yeah. Just so that he doesn't like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess her power play. And they all wake up from their senses being scrambled. And the first thing they say is, let's call Brian. And the movie yells, no.
Yeah.
As loud as it can. We can't contractually do that. Yet, wait for the next movie. We will break that vow and have the one that's alive. I mean, the one that's home. Come and.
Yeah. Now they'll come up with the Brian's babysitting. So he can't be here.
They couldn't think of that now. Yeah. They're just like, no, they're too busy.
Yeah. No, we vowed that we would not bring them into this for some reason.
Remember that vow after they left the beach? And we all stood there and we cut each other's fingers.
That was about.
And we then put Brian our hands drove in. Away without his family.
Yeah. And left Mia and the baby.
Yeah.
I always wondered why they weren't in the car with him at the end of 7.
Oh, like they turn, like that shot as he turns and there's a baby seat. And it shows in the back
and it's like they're in the car too. Maybe, yeah.
They're in the back seat.
He's a child seat and is
she like waves. Horse. She's like, hey.
Yeah, it's a child scene in Sky.
That might have ruined the mood of that song, but I still would have been okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same, but it would have made more logical sense. Mm-hmm. I guess he could have like done a loop and come back and pick him up after the.
Well, he was going somewhere else because Dominic left. Dominic went
going,
one way.
He was going. That somewhere else is called the afterlife.
I know that. You know that. So yeah, the next scene is we're in Cypher's space plane, giant plane. Beautiful. She's mad at him.
Some cool like radar dishes on top.
She's mad at him for some reason. It's got to show him again, remind him why he's doing this. Mm-hmm. So they open up the little house. She's got Elena. It's Elena. It's got a tiny house. One of those little eco houses inside the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And Elena's here. Yay. And the movie kind of goes, okay. And like, we're all kind of like,
remember her
from two movies ago?
Mrs. Thor.
Yeah.
Like, I think so.
No, Zach actually asked me who that was. He was like, who is that?
Yeah, she and Dom had a thing in Fast Five. By a thing, I mean a baby. which we find out about later.
Well, it's not named yet. You can still call it Thing until it's named. It only has a middle name.
That's true. We don't. It has not been named yet. We'll find out about that in the next movie.
No, we. It's the end of this movie. We find it.
We find it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When I was born, I was not named right away, and my family called me It.
Okay. How long did that last?
Like a couple weeks.
Okay. Were you waiting on the true father to come in to name you your first name?
They just hadn't decided.
Oh, okay.
My mom was in a feud over my name, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Drama.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, at first I was like, okay, well, this is interesting. And then Elena just, oh, by the way, do you want to meet your son? Dom should have noticed there was a crib in the corner.
Wait, Dom, to be fair. I thought he already knew about the kid. I don't think he would have done this for just Elena.
No, he didn't know. Like, there's no way he knew, because she calls him something. She didn't say my child. She says he's doing for us, the three of us. And he's kind of like, what? He does kind of a what?
I think I didn't catch that in the handful of times I've watched this movie, because I assumed like when Cypher like whispers in his ear at the beginning when they're in Cuba, that's like, you have a son and I captured him. By the way, you have a kid and now I've kidnapped your kid.
Now I have your kid.
Because it does seem weird that he'd be like, oh, I have your ex-girlfriend who you kind of left for your ex-girlfriend.
I really think if that's what we're supposed to believe is that she showed him the video. We don't see it.
Yeah, it was a video.
I think it's of Elena. And he's like, I got to get over there as fast as possible and save family. Family's family. But
why wouldn't she show him the kid at that point? Maybe he wouldn't believe it. I don't know. Like, no, I'm not a father. I'm not a father. I'll take it to the courts.
Although no, he says blanks. How much he thinks the baby looks like him, which it does.
That baby. I mean, all babies kind of look like Dominic.
Yeah.
Dominic Toretto. Sorry.
Thank you, Jess. And I wrote in my notes, bullshit. That baby has hair. That's what I wrote. I'm like, there's no way there's hair on that baby. But the baby is as strong as a fully grown adult man, just so you know. In my mind, and since Dominic is a superhuman, the baby must be at least as strong as Tej. I mean, at least of a small human.
If
that was true, that we would have gotten like a baby geniuses style, like baby karate sequence. I'm kind of sad we didn't know.
You want a baby to take the gun, when Shaw comes to rescue him, like gives the baby a gun too.
Yeah.
And the baby like knows. Baby like locks and loads it and the whole thing.
Yep. Punching guys in the crotch.
Babies are so cute.
That baby was a great actor.
That was a great baby actor. That was little brother Dwayne. Oh man, I wish he named it Dwayne. But
not Luke after the character, just Dwayne.
Or Eric. How about Eric?
little nobody.
He might be a great actor, but whoever is the fake tear person on set sucks.
Oh, yeah,
those tears were giant symmetrical drops that literally like, just put them on each eye, one on each eye. And when I turn my head down, it'll start moving. It was not moving. It was literally just like glucose, like just sitting there on his eyes.
It always gets me in movies. Like, no one cries like that. Just like single tear. I'm just gonna look straight ahead.
There's gonna be at least two. Like,
yeah.
Was it Cloudy's Chance of Meatballs? Cloudy's Chance of Meatballs, where the guy cries and then sucks it. It's Mr. T, and he sucks it back up into his eye. He's like, "What are you doing?" He's such a man. He can just like suck the tear back into his eye.
Tears. Dog. I never shed a tear.
Yeah. So now we got a baby Dom.
Baby Doom.
Dominic Toretto Jr.
Then what's next? We go to New York, right? They have a whole conversation about how, like, you know, if you're Twisted. This is your son, and he like pulls a gun on her and is like, I have highly paid men who will go and kill your child, your baby, if you kill me. And I just have to wonder how highly paid would someone have to be to kill a toddler? Like, that's, I mean, I guess there are people who would do it.
So what you're asking is, what is your price?
What is my price?
A toddler.
I've been thinking about it, and
how old is this toddler?
That baby is quite a toddler, because that baby can't walk.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know baby ages.
Let's go with under 6 months. 6 months?
6 months. No,
this is another thing about timeline. Like, I don't know how. I feel like 5 was 9 years ago, but she was going to tell him.
You feel like it, and also, well.
And then they were on their honeymoon, which was 6 years ago. was like the beginning of the last movie. They were on their honeymoon, kind of coming back from it.
Yeah. Maybe they just took a 2 year long honeymoon, which sounds pretty nice.
I think the baby's like 9 months old.
Okay. I could kill a 9 month old baby for how
much?
$5 million.
Five.
That seems low. That's
low.
That
seems real low.
I'd really at least be
I'm
like
worried
set.
About you right now.
It's like, I mean, in the past, $5 million, you'd be set for life. But now, like,
I don't know the. If I don't know the baby, it's fine. It's like puppies. And stuff like that.
So you really don't. You're really pretty cold hearted then.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't know the baby. If I know the baby, like, if you haven't even named it yet,
I need to at least be set. I don't know. I was just talking about this, but I'd need to be set for life. Like, enough money that I would not have to do anything, and I could disappear. To another country.
You couldn't do anything with $5 million.
Not for the rest of my life.
What are you spending money on? Invest in crypto.
You want me to do? You want me to do a Dogecoin? You want me to get?
Yeah, you should get Dogecoin.
Okay, I guess if I got $5 million and invested it in the right in Dogecoin,
the right Doge, then, in the right Doge.
Yeah, then maybe that would work out for me.
All right, cool. All right.
Wow, so you'd both kill a baby for $5 million.
Yeah.
Well, invested $5 million.
Okay. For $5 million.
There's an asterisk. And also, I'd have to know, I wouldn't know the baby personally, and I'd have to know that in the future, it would be bad. The future Hitler. I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how much would you
kill? Whole baby Hitler.
How much would you kill baby Hitler for? Free?
I mean, as a whole, it's like time travel thing. Like, you know,
forget the
killing baby Hitler, you might avoid, the Holocaust, but maybe something even worse happens. You know, maybe there's another, you don't know.
But maybe it doesn't.
Maybe it doesn't. Probably not. It's probably better.
And you get to wring the neck of that baby. Of that evil, evil baby.
Miss out on all that great art of dogs and landscapes.
Have you seen Hitler's? Are you looking at Hitler's art? What are you doing?
I don't remember what it is exactly, but he painted just kind of generic.
He's really, really generic. It's like hotel art.
Yeah, it's just really not that. It's talent. You know, he could paint, but it wasn't that interesting.
High hotel art.
Okay.
It's the best I can do.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
I'll work on
All right, enough about Hitler and killing
baby. Enough about baby Hitler and killing him. The toy shop. Hey.
Yeah, they go to New York. New York, baby. New York. I'm walking here.
First time they've ever been there.
Yeah.
As a movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, they haven't gone to New York in any of these movies. Yeah. And it is interesting because it is New York is where the original Racer X article,
that's where those racers were. They were doing it, I forget where, out in...
Yeah.
It wasn't on the island of Manhattan, I don't think, was it?
I can't imagine you could possibly street race in Manhattan. Yeah. It's got to be like...
You kill way too many people. There's no quarter mile straight on the island of Manhattan where you wouldn't murder everyone on the way down the road. So, yeah. The toy shop, which reeks of fish because it is next to a fish market.
That's its front. Its front is a fish market.
Yeah.
But you can't get that out of things. It's a working fish market. Like, it's not a fake fish market.
Yeah.
So it always smells terrible in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All that upholstery and all the Lamborghinis and whatnot just has to smell awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this cool amphibious tank, but it smells like fish ass.
It'll fit right in the water.
Yes. Other fish will be like...
It blends in.
It's kind of
lush. We get a callback. We got a tank line from Tej, and he does. You're right. With what does he spout off about the tank? Is it gobbledygook or is it
probably?
Yeah, it's like.
Well, what is he subscribed to? Tank magazine or something? How does he know this?
He just knows everything about.
Get a magazine.
Times. Get a magazine. That's one of the great lines.
Yeah. And Dom is there also. Dom drives up in his car, and Dom's got a kill switch in his car.
Yeah.
Which
when
I
did
thought,
he set this up?
Yeah. I thought Cypher would have noticed that by now. That yeah, like, what's this weird red switch over to the left?
The premise of this whole sequence is that she is watching him at all times to make sure he doesn't do something that, you know, he's doing what she needs him to do. So when did he set up this special kill switch in his car? I mean, yeah. I guess he, you know, maybe she doesn't know how cars, you know, how cars work. So he's just like, oh, I got to work on my car. And then he just puts it in there. I guess that's conceivable.
Wait, you think
but
that
if
he,
if Tej knows how tanks work, then I got to know, I got to think Cypher knows about,
you think that cars. She built up this elaborate plan to use a car man and then was like, but I don't know anything about cars. So
yeah.
I'm a plane girl myself.
I mean, well, sure. She definitely prefers planes.
I'm just a girl. I know about computers and planes, like all girls. I don't know boys things like tanks and cars.
She knows, but yeah, she knows how to hack a car. So she has to know about cars. I don't know. Anyway, he has this kill switch. So he fakes that his car, he's having car trouble. So he has to pull into the alley. And he's like, I gotta work on it.
She says, I don't like this. I don't like it either, Cypher. I wouldn't let anybody like that out of my sight. And he finds the one place in New York City that has no camera except one camera from an ATM, which he looks right down the barrel of.
He knows where all the cameras are. I think it's like George Costanza knowing where the best public restrooms are. He knows he knows where all the cameras are. He knows where to go where no cameras will see him.
Yeah. He's also basically being held captive, and there's not a single camera or microphone inside his car.
Yeah.
Apparently.
The low one.
Yeah. She can see out
the
window of his car, but he puts the hood.
I guess she didn't think to put a camera on the inside of his engine, which I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. You got to cover your bases.
Yeah. Yeah. She messed up on this one. She goofed.
Well, I'm sure there's a car camera tech whose jobs they will be jettisoned from that airplane soon enough.
they messed up.
Yep.
They get thrown off the plane. That would have been great to see someone say for just like throwing someone, airlocking someone off the plane.
Like the baby does that. That's what the baby, how it kills.
Yeah.
pulls the
lever and the bad guys fly out. Yeah.
Yeah. Babies are so adorable.
I can't wait for that part.
So they're using God's eye and they find what they're looking for. They know where they're looking for some vague Russian guy in a limo. That's why they're using God's eye in New York City.
Yeah. They're like, they're trying to capture. Well, this guy has a MacGuffin, which is like, information on how to get a nuclear sub.
Sure.
Yeah, so they need to get that guy. And
why they have to go do it in America? As of all places, I would think she's international.
But yeah, he's like a Russian guy, so obviously it's easier to capture him in New York City than anywhere else. That's like the easy place to go and capture someone.
And right before they start the zombie car apocalypse, Hobbs and Shaw have their, I call it the beat cute. They didn't actually fight this time, so beat cute doesn't actually work. But I couldn't come up with anything else. If you think of something better.
It's better than Heil Tell art, for sure.
Heil Tell art. Why don't you like my art? The meet cute is basically them calling each other things and saying they're going to stick things up each other's butts until they taste it, basically.
Everybody, every man in this movie has chemistry with The Rock.
Yeah, what was the line? I'm going to knock your teeth so far down in your throat, you have to stick a toothbrush up your ass to brush them.
That's the line.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
They're
pretty
really
good line.
Solid.
Yeah. And kind of homoerotic when you think about it.
And it's so funny that Shaw laughs at how stupid it is.
Yeah, they're kind of like, you know, trading insults, and then they just laugh. And then you think, like, wouldn't it be great if these two just did this for a whole movie?
And then the Jason Statham, you kind of, your heart kind of melts a little when it comes to the murder, the straight up murder that he did.
How many people he has killed in cold blood?
Yes.
Oh, maybe he is a good guy, I guess, because
we talked about in the last movie, he has killed over 47 people on screen of the last movie.
But he's going to save a baby, so it's all for good. Yeah.
And he doesn't even say, like, we could have had some good times together, have been friends. He said, we could have done some real damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, more accurate, I guess.
We could have murdered so many more people.
This was the first time I have ever been remotely charmed by Jason Statham. I don't like him very much as an actor.
But his smile, yeah, he's kind of charming, right?
It was more in the later part of the movie with the baby.
Yeah.
I was like, that's adorable. That's cute. Yeah.
That's a very cute scene.
It's great.
You're saying he should be in a baby movie just like The Rock was in a baby movie.
I literally said he should be in something like The Pacifier.
All right, good.
Yeah,
Pacifier too.
He's great in Spy. He's really charming in that.
He is.
He's kind of playing a comedic version of himself.
The next note I have is, I couldn't work in a plane. If my job was to be one of these techs and I worked in a plane, my work-life balance would be terrible. Mm. Got to go to Walgreens for some RX. Nope. You're in a plane. You work in a plane.
Yeah. Do you think does this plane just never land?
And no, just I think that's the point. It never lands and it always gets refueled up there.
Yeah. So do they have, maybe the refueling plane brings, you know, their medication that they need, you know?
They're nerds. They have to have allergies. They have to.
Yeah. They have to.
But they're also in a plane. So.
Oh, you say the air
keep
is.
The plane very clean.
Yeah. Maybe all the allergens are just, you know, purified by the filtration system. Yeah.
The air makes his gluten allergy completely go away.
Yeah.
Totally. When the refuel plane comes, they have like one pipeline for fuel and another one for prescription medicine.
Yeah, I guess like medicine. Yeah, food is another thing. Like, how do they get? They obviously need food.
She's probably got a chef.
But for
on a backpack, like, in a backpack, at some point. In a backpack, the redhead guy carries around the chef, his little nutritionist, his little portable nutritionist,
just like trail mix
played by Ben Troyer or something.
Yeah, it's just plain food. It's tiny peanuts, tiny nuts,
lasagna in a tin.
What's the steak that's always on there, that's always on a plate?
Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak.
The one with mushrooms.
Yeah, I think so.
A fish of some kind.
Yeah, don't get the fish. Your neighbors will hate you.
Don't worry about the cut. Yeah.
Yeah. So I could never work on a plane. Also, I'm afraid of flying, but.
You think they just bring by like that serving cart to like through the computer area and just like, hey, what would you like today?
You want a little drink?
Like a spray?
Do they
like,
bedrooms?
Why can't you just give me the whole can of Coke? It's just us. Like, no, we have to pour it in the little cup with the ice.
You have a woman living in a tiny house and you can't bring me a drink that's actually cold. It's like kind of touched cold air. Other than that, it's not like cold. All I want an ice cold Coke. That's all I want.
God. Give me a full size Chex Mix.
You give me a Coke that's so hot when I put it in the ice, it melts the ice. That is too hot. It's too hot of a drink.
Coke.
Could at least have some Pepsi Thick on board.
Yeah, do you have Pepsi Thick?
Do you think they have bedrooms or like cruise quarters?
Oh,
they just stay
probably bunk
chairs?
Beds.
They have to sleep with Elena. They're on work release. They're all part of some other plan for some other person that she's blackmailing. They just get to come out. Elena has to stay in because she's tethered with that baby with no name. Whereas the other ones are like, oh, gotta go do the God's eye stuff.
Do you think they change the baby too? Like, does Elena have to do all that? Or do you like,
Elena's a terrible mother. This is what I've learned in my head canon. She's a terrible mom.
Do they have enough diapers on board for the baby?
Oh no, I didn't think about
baby supplies.
Yeah, they need to get baby supplies. You need to get baby food.
Yeah, formula or what's going on?
And that smell does not like just stop. That's like the fish market smell. That's baby everywhere is just gross. Babies are
Man, that sucks for Elena. She's just stuck in there with a baby in that room, that like airtight room.
Yeah. When they change it, they just open the airlock and Cypher flies out.
Yeah.
Again, they gotta have a great filtration filtration system.
The side of the airplane is a nightmare.
Or just, you know.
You think they just, and if they never land, you think they just dump their waste like that?
Oh, yeah.
That Dave Matthews Band tour bus.
Yeah, once in a while, just a shower happens over wherever they happen.
It's just pill bottles and baby shit. What is this?
I thought she was evil before, but now,
new level.
All right.
Well, we haven't. Meanwhile, Vin goes to meet with my namesake, Dame Helen Mirren.
Uh huh. Dame Helen Mirren.
And an uncredited role in this movie.
And we know in the next movie, their chemistry, this movie, also their chemistry is electric. I don't know what's going. It must just be Helen Mirren. It just must be.
Yeah, I was going to say, Helen.
She's Mirren. One of those actors who just.
Like, Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren.
Yep.
I said it. Huh. Helen Mirren.
So Helen Mirren. One of
those actors who just bring, you know, she improves her scene partners.
Yes.
And everything she does.
She made Dominic Toretto a better person.
Better actor, at least.
Yeah.
And a better person.
And she's doing a really thick Cockney whatever accent. What she's doing Shaw's shit accent. Whatever his real accent is.
Yeah.
She is the funny, like Daniel Mirren has to be like, okay, I'm casting this role, so I have to copy Jason Statham's voice. That's my job in this. And she does it.
Yeah. She
says Dominic Toretto.
Toretto. Yep.
Helen Mirren is a goddamn professional.
She is. She's going to get it right.
She comes in prepared.
I remember hearing before this came out that she wanted to be in one of these movies.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to be in a Fast and Furious.
Because she low-key has the hots for Dominic Toretto. I mean,
maybe she just really likes Dominic. And she's like, I want to do a scene with Vin Diesel. And we're going to sit across the table and we're going to flirt with each other.
Yeah. She even mentions in the scene that she is quite thirsty. So
she is quite thirsty. Yeah. She's drinking that tea. Having the cuppa.
So yeah, he's launching some Machiavellian plan.
Yeah. So this is she's the mother of the Shaw brothers. Not the Shaw brothers that make those Hong Kong movies, but the Shaw brothers.
the Shaw boys, you know, like in the Dukes of Hazzard.
The Shaw brothers are like, they produce like Hong Kong action movies. I think I'm right about that.
Sure.
That's a reference that right. Some people will probably get.
If you say it confidently enough.
I am totally right. I'm going to look it up. But
I think they own two of Hitler's paintings. Wow. Famously.
Okay.
Two of I don't know where that came from. I can't even say it.
Heil-tel.
Yeah, the Shaw brothers, the largest.
It's such a bad wordplay. Don't have to say it. It's terrible. It's so terrible. Don't say it. Let it die, please.
So she's the mom of these two boys, and she's also a crime person, and she's gonna do some. I mean, they don't really say what is gonna happen.
So
but
was Deckard the odd man out, because before he turned to a life of crime he was like really
well both of them were British like special forces,
so they rebelled against their mother's crime empire.
I guess so, yeah. So they grew up in a family of crime, decided to join the other side of the law, and then they eventually
escape their destiny.
They couldn't.
Well, yeah, she's more because she's more than a grifter, she's like a master thief, right? Is that kind of where we're going?
Well, yeah, because in Fanine we see her rob a jewelry store.
It's true, we do, but she does it like the way that who's that guy, the guy who played James Bond, they did a movie where they were like, oh, this would be what James Bond did, the Thomas Crown Affair, like a Thomas Crown style robbery, like very posh and no guns and using your brain.
She's like a cat burglar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Or I don't know. I guess that's like houses.
But. Hey, eagle-eyed viewers will notice right before they start the zombie car thing, there is a red trackball like in Mission Impossible 3. For the God Zone, there's a red trackball, which those of us that all use computers, red trackballs suck. They cause carpal tunnel. None of us like them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're always in movies. Red ones especially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't know
It makes it look like a more sophisticated computer,
and it's really just a mouse.
But it's just a dumb mouse. It's just a bad mouse.
It's a mouse that makes your hand hurt from going this way all the time. And you're like,
pull it out and clean it.
It always has. Used to have nasty, weird stuff in the rollers. Oh, so weird.
Yeah. All that airplane food they're eating is going right on there.
Oh, there's Salisbury in there, mushrooms,
steak pieces of steak, and mushrooms. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't able to get God's Eye to work. There was a mushroom in my trackball. So, yeah, zombie cars. For all of you that are scared of getting a smart car, this is why. Because Cypher can take them over and her team can hack them and make them all drive in unison. And it's the product placement of the year. Every car in the world is in this movie. And most of them are Dodges.
Yeah. Even driving,
you say you don't get a smart car, but like, I mean, I think any car made after the year 1995 would be, you know.
Not all cars are going to, the engine's not going to, they're not going to turn on the engine and then drive away most cars.
There's a Prius.
But it seems to work with every car.
There's a red Prius. Yeah. We have a Prius, so I noticed them.
And there were like even just standard taxi cabs or just like,
taxi.
Like, huh.
In New York City, like the New York City taxi cabs are, have been bought in the, in this century yet.
Yeah. They've all been replaced with Teslas and.
Yeah. So I guess it needs to, it would need to be a car that has like a remote start. Right.
Right. Sure.
Which I don't own one of those. But in this movie, it seems like it just works on any car.
He said that there were over 1,000 of them within 2 square miles.
Yeah.
Which seems wrong.
The Upper West Side, am I right?
I don't know.
It's like New York humor.
Neighborhood with some, with a lot of like parking garages that seem completely full.
Well, it's New York, man. You gotta, there's nowhere to park on the street. Everyone knows
that.
I think
2 square miles with that. I kind of buy that in Manhattan.
It's supposed to be Manhattan. It looks like LA all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like so many people got tired of honking through New York traffic that they got self-driving cars. They just didn't even have to worry about it anymore.
Just they just get out of their car and it's like, go park somewhere.
Yeah.
You and just walk away. And it just leaves.
Just leave a $5 bill clip to the.
So yeah, these cars are like running. It's a great shot. The one shot I like is them all like, literally bumper to nose to bumper, and they're all together in like one group just driving. I like that shot. It's all CGI.
Formation driving.
It's very cool.
The one that didn't turn around and is going backwards.
That poor lady. That
yeah.
Was just going to get straight up murdered when it crashes into something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and they all made that massive left turn all together. That was like such an awesome, like very zombie-esque shot.
Yeah, because it's like some of them are like smashing on the sides and it's like, whatever, just keep going.
Yeah.
They turn off the collision avoidance.
I like that.
Just a wave.
Now, what would have been cool is if the car, if the zombie cars hit other cars, then they get infected like zombies.
Sure.
That would be cool.
The weird thing to add to the movie at this point.
It's also, it's kind of like, why are they, I guess they're zombie cars because they're being, anyway, they're calling them zombie cars, I feel like is a bit of a stretch because they're not like, I don't know.
The only zombies in this movie are those cops on those motorcycles. Because they
those full-size dolls, they
straight up get murdered. And yeah, they're definitely rubber dolls.
Yeah. Yeah. I see them flopping over.
The Cypher wants them. Basically, they're taking out the front and the back car. And then they're going to have one of the trucks drive into a truck, drive into the limo. This limo is like a tank. But not the kind of tank that Tej wants.
I was about to say, Tej must know all about it then, yeah.
And the crew finds out about this through like radio chatter. I thought that there would be better surveillance at this point of the city. Well,
they don't have a plane.
Well, and thank God they're not even on the island because it's going to take them 30 minutes to get there. Then when they pull out, I'm like, they're not even downtown. I'm like, oh God, it's going to take like New York City driving. Are you insane? How are you going to get there?
Take the subway.
Yeah, you might have to get
this is beyond our chunk, I believe, but
that's okay. We encourage
they have like those, you know, they have the jetpacks that make you into the Falcon basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think at the very least they could have some guys flying around with the jetpacks doing surveillance.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the technology is all I'm saying.
Wait, who do we see that in this movie?
Oh yeah. No, that's the Shaw brothers.
Oh, those. Yeah. I guess those are. Yes. Yes. One of those glider jet. I guess they are jet. Now. Okay. Those later on, we talk about when we come back to them. Did they take off? They didn't take off from the ground. They took off from a plane, right?
They
took off
flying already.
They go upward though. And at like, that's a plane. It's flying at multiple hundreds of miles an hour. Right. So like,
I'm
amazed if they're doing the Falcon version of just like I'm just gonna be on the ground, I'm just gonna see that plane, I'm gonna fucking get in the back of that plane right now. I'm just up into the air. So I'm pretty impressed.
Superman arms up.
Yep.
we'll get to that. What else? We got zombie cars.
And it ends with make it rain. You guys didn't see this part because you didn't watch the whole 2 extra minutes, but she yells, make it rain. So
we watched the whole movie.
Of course. Wait, why would you do that?
No, that's crazy. Right at 68 minutes.
We took this chunk out of context and we're like, don't know what happened.
Okay.
Before,
well, you're banned from being guests ever again because you broke the rules, but okay. Okay. We can talk about it.
Yeah. I got pretty excited when she said that. I was like,
yeah, it's cool.
Oh my God. I know what's going
to
happen.
Zach, we finally got Jen to watch it and you made her watch it wrong. It's not correct. It's 1/4 minute at a time. It's that easy.
Yeah, that one's on me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now that we're at the end, though, it is important that we talk about Jen. Is there a name that maybe has stuck out to you besides Baby Killer that maybe would be a good... Jen,
Baby Killer Lindo.
Just Baby Killer.
Would be a good racer name? Is anything...
Can I be Hot Wheels?
You can be Hot Wheels.
Wait, yeah,
Hot
Wheels.
Do we
good.
Have
Hot Wheels are great.
Do we have a Hot Wheels? If we do, we're gonna rename them. If there is someone named Hot Wheels in our group, we'll rename them.
There's a new Hot Wheels in town.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't believe we do, but I might have forgotten.
There's literally at one point there were 70 people with names, and we were like, I don't know who these.
You have a little notebook where you keep track of people's names.
Yeah, it's called Facebook.
You have a comment section.
Comment section on Facebook on one of our groups, and there's it's a full of racer names. Oh, so, but Hot Wheels is a good name.
Welcome to the family, Hot Wheels and
Flowrider.
Hot Wheels and
I guess you could change your name if you wanted.
Is there something that has?
Yeah,
I firmly believe it either comes to you or somebody assigns a nickname. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, you're now Eric.
It's harder.
You're Eric.
I'm Eric. Great. Eric.
Zach.
That's my race.
Eric. But Eric in quotes is much better.
Is it Eric with a C or with a K?
C.
Both.
Of course, with a C.
C for car. Eric car. Eric.
Eric car. That's it.
Eric. I got nothing to add to Erica. That, honestly. Yeah.
Eric Carr.
Totally. I'm
he's such a good sport.
I know.
But I've gotten like 5 nicknames at my job because I started a month after somebody else who already had the name Zach. So I'm used to it.
One of them is Zacuum Cleaner because he sucks.
It's true.
Wow.
Oh,
he's
wow.
He's got mean coworkers. Yeah,
that's my good that's friends gave me that one. So that's my Instagram if you want to follow me.
Got it. We have an Instagram too. I don't know what it is. It's either Furious Cast or Fast Curious.
Let's see if I pull it up.
It's got to be Furious Cast.
I have it right here.
What do you post on?
The Cast and The Furious.
Who knew? What we post on it?
For a podcast.
Obviously not much.
Fast and the Curious is a good one.
I know.
Yeah.
The cast and the Furious, the Fast and the Curious.
Cast and the Furious was already Curious was already there.
Do people think that this is a podcast about the cast of the Fast and the Furious?
No one knows this podcast exists because our name comes up in when you're looking for the cast of the Furious. It looks up the cast of the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Did you mean the cast of the Fast and the Furious? Yes.
Clearly.
We should have made it apostrophe cast. So you know,
plus,
it's like
2 other podcasts have that name. Have our name.
The Fast and the Curious could be like our Bizarro World version.
Hmm.
Where like, we have killed babies.
Like me without a beard.
Yeah, I have a beard, you don't.
Right. I'm ripped. Warren
really truly is the size of The Rock.
Yeah, I am as big as The Rock. Mm-hmm. And
he actually is The Rock.
I am The Rock. The host is just and I like talking about the movies.
All right. I like that.
We know all the inside info on the beef with Vin.
I like it. Well, this is a great...
I'm never late for recording. Never
Sloppy Murren. Sloppy Murren doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Helen
Sloppy Murren.
It's good. You say you set yourself up for a spinoff podcast, The Cast and the Curious, where you do deep dives into the actors' lives of the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, it's a more human approach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, vacuum cleaner, whatever it is.
Huh? Vacuum cleaner.
Because I started saying vacuum cleaner, I'm like, wait, where does Zach go?
Where's that B come? Yeah, where's
vacuum Zach? Vacuum Zach. Don't give us more work. Please, we're barely holding on to this one. We did this episode just, this is for Thanksgiving. This is our gift to you for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have family.
That was so sweet of you.
Crack open a family. Corona.
Or a Guinness.
In the Furious.
Or a Guinness.
Or a Guinness if it's if you need Irish four Guinness. Loaves of bread while you record.
I do appreciate the Fast and the Furious franchise for teaching me the proper way to drink a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, oh, we've talked all about that.
I heard it gets the top of it.
Yeah, heard it get made fun of so much, and then somebody was finally like, no, that's how they're designed, so that you don't warm up the beer with your hand while mm-hmm. you're drinking. I was like, genius.
It's like the opposite of a wine glass.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have anything you want to... It's weird to say, do you want anything you want to plug? Because you're normal people, so you don't actually...
We are not podcasters.
Yeah, I think if you bring up... Jen, you've actually never listened to a podcast.
It's true.
Well... Hopefully you'll listen to this one next week when it comes out.
I will listen to this, but that'll just break my rule just a little bit.
Yeah, just the one.
But you don't have to listen to it. Like, you put it on your computer and listen to it. It'll be up at the Cast of the Furious.
Not a podcast.
.com. I don't know. It's more like, is it like a Twitch that's not live? I don't know. It's not going to have the video, so.
Yeah.
No, we're not a vodcast.
No. But yeah, and you can listen to us on this podcast, and also we're on another podcast this week.
Oh yeah,
the Spy-Fi guys did a triple X, not porn, but the Vin Diesel triple X movies, and we were on it and talked about it, and it was fun. And we recorded it so long ago that I listened and was like, haha, that's a pretty good joke. Wait, that's us.
Yeah, it was weird listening to a podcast months after having recorded it, as opposed to this one, which is
I don't ever listen to this
after,
because I literally post it usually the you next just
post
day.
It after we record it. Yeah.
Yeah. I basically slap a front and a back on it. I shove my hand so far down this recording's mouth that it comes out its butt, but you brush your teeth with my hand. Is that the line?
Yeah. Yeah. Brush your teeth with the outro music.
Right.
Got it.
All right. So that's what I do with this podcast.
Speaking of the outro music, you're probably hearing it right now.
Oh, you are. There it is. You guys,
here
it
is. It's starting. Yeah. Oh, you can hear it.
Well, that ride or die, Murren.
Ride or die.
Little brother
Dwayne.
Little brother Dwayne. Well, ride or die, race.
Thanks for being on, Zach and Jen.
Thank you.
Ride or die, Flo Rida. We love you, ride or die, Hot Wheels. Thank you very much for coming
ride
on.
Ride or die, Zacky Cleaner.
Zacky Cleaner.